where we came out offensively on the first four possessions and scored. I think that was important. I think defensively, you know, we've got them, you know, out of the probably the plan. You know, obviously when you fall behind, it's difficult to maintain running the football. And we got them throwing, and we put them in some good situations, meaning our defense, and we're able to obviously get to the quarterback, which is a credit for, again, the back end and what guys are doing from a coverage standpoint and for what the guys are doing up front. You know, I think special teams came in. You know, some kickoffs were, you know, obviously questionable, but I thought they did a good job covering, you know, for the most part. I thought the punting was better. So, you know, that was an improvement, obviously, from the past week, which we want to make sure of. I think that, you know, the guys played well. We had guys get, you know, injured, not playing. You know, guys were ready to step up. I thought that Chris Ivory and TJ Yeldon and Corey Graham did a nice job. You know, we're minus two on the O-line, you know, with Brandon Linder having been out, you know, with Shatley being in there for a couple games, and then Cam Robinson gets hurt early, and Josh Wells comes in, does a nice job. We only gave up one sack. I think, you know, gets a pretty stout, you know, defensive line. So I thought that was a credit to them. I mean, you know, those players. And I think that the team came out and they performed well. I still think there's a lot of things we need to work on. I think that the bye is going to help us, you know, be able to, you know, get some guys back and get rested up and, you know, take a good look at ourselves and, you know, how we're going to, you know, make sure that we can put ourselves in position to, you know, to play good football, you know, in the rest of the season. Oh, no, I didn't get one yet. I'm sorry. I really didn't. I thought Josh did a nice job. I mean, like I said before, you know, you don't – you know, I think that's the one thing about the players. You know, we didn't know, you know, Leonard's situation until today. And obviously you don't know Cam. And, you know, you got the players behind them not knowing either. You know, so I give those guys credit. You know, I've said this before. I think it's easy for us to say, well, they're professionals. They have to be ready if someone gets hurt, be ready to get in there. You know, but, you know, it's not always that simple, you know, in this league. And I think those players did a good job, you know, being ready to go and getting in the game and being able to perform at a level to help us win.
Well, Doug, did the bye week next week have any influence whatsoever on pulling Fournette out?
No, he was ruled out this morning by the doctor.
Bortles threw for a 282 in the first half. Was there maybe a little more conscious effort to get a deep ball to Cole? Was maybe a little more conscious?
It was a conscious effort, you know, trying to go to Cole and you know, in the past, obviously, you know, with the box counts and things of that nature. So, you know, going into it, we wanted to make sure that, you know, we were able to, you know, spend a little bit more time, practice a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, on shots down the field, put a little bit more emphasis on it during the week. And hopefully, you know, they play the coverages and things of that nature that we're practicing against and going out there and able to, you know, make those plays. And those are the type of plays that, you know, I think on the first four possessions, it was probably a chunk play, you know what I'm saying, a big play, you know, in every one of those possessions. I can't recall, but I'm almost positive. Yeah, you're correct, Gene. I think that goes into the thing that I've said before. You know, I think my experience has been if you have guys in the back end that can't cover you, you're really not going to get a lot of sacks. You know, you'll get them in third and long situations, maybe stuff like that, you know, when you're playing zone and it's tough for the people to find some holes when you get deeper. But, you know, it's truly been hand in hand. I thought, you know, early on we were running some games and that nature. And, you know I had a conversation with Todd Walsh after they completed a third and 14. You know, and we ran double games on both sides. And I said, you know, hey, listen, let's just take those guys and let's bring them. You know, unless it's pressure or something of that nature where the games are involved in it. You know, let's not you know, take our fast guys on the outside and bring them inside and take our slow guys on the inside and try to bring them outside and try to, you know, create picks for those guys to come free. You know, let's just go ahead and rush. So I think they did a nice job of that. Sure. Well, he's obviously part of this offense, and obviously, you know, in the passing game, he's obviously a big part of it. And he's also done a good job with his ability to run, you know what I'm saying, and escape trouble, you know, at times. And I think that helps us out quite a bit. So, yeah, I think, it shows, the ability. You know, he really played a very good game outside of just the one, you know, the turnover, which is honestly is my fault. You know, I thought he did a great job, you know, in the series prior, the second series prior to that, where – you know, nobody was open. We checked the ball down. We wound up kicking the field goal. It was third and long. I knew they were going to be in coverage. you know, and we were, it was 20 to nothing. And, you know, I made a mistake in my mind. I was thinking to myself, hey, listen, I like the play that's called. Coach Acker called the play. In my mind, I was thinking, you know, should I just trump it and run the ball and go up 23-20? You know, so I kind of kicked myself in the butt. I can do a better job than that.
Doug, what did you see on the two touchdowns? One to Mercedes on the fade and then the other on Yeldon's 58-yard?
Yeah, we were just looking for the matchup on the outside, you know what I'm saying? When we put Mercedes out there, so we thought we had a favorable matchup, and we just went over the top, and he did a nice job coming down with the ball. And we, you know, we saw that, you know, hey, we were able to, you know, if we can get this, you know, scheme right on that side, that we'd be able to, you know, I don't know about breaking it that long, but we felt comfortable with, you know, with that play. I think they did a good job executing, and we were able to get him through there. I think when you do it once, you know, people look at it, they're going to make you prove it again, you know. And I think when you do it again, I think people are going to look at it and they're going to say, well, let's see if you can do it against us, you know. And then when you do it again, the people are going to say, well, it's not going to be against us, you know. So I think, you know, Mike, I think it's one of those things that you just got to go out there and you got to prove it each week, you know. And, you know, we've got to do a good job and a balance of how we're putting together the plans. Well, we're looking to get Keelan involved early, you know what I'm saying, from a target standpoint. We haven't really targeted him that much, so that was an emphasis on that, to get him involved early. So I was happy to see him be able to make a play early in the game.
Is it enjoyable to finish off a shutout?
I mean,
the game was decided.
I mean, I'm sure for the defensive coaches, it's very difficult to do in this league. For me, you know, like I said before, I'm still bummed and pissed about the second quarter, you know what I'm saying, myself personally. And I just care about winning a game, you know. So I don't care if it was, you know, 40-39 or, you know, 3-0. I mean, so I'm probably the wrong guy. But I'm sure those guys are happy, because I know that the guys on the sideline were talking about preserving the shutout with the other guys in there.
The coverage was outstanding, like you mentioned. But what does it say about your front and front seven that you're able to have seven different guys contribute to the sack total?
Well, I think we got to get in better shape. You know what I'm saying? One, you know, and put, you know, with those guys up front, we're rotating those guys in there, you know, and, you know, they want to rush and do all that stuff and get in those situations. They gotta get in shape. So, you know, I mean, that's one of the things I'll talk to them about. You know, you look out there and, you know, they're like, you know, hey, this, you know, just put your hand in the ground, go ahead and rush the quarterback. It's about, you know, less than 3 seconds. Then you get a, you know, 40 second break in between. I mean, you know, but I think, you know, to be able to put other guys in there and them to be able to get some pressure is obviously a good situation. And I think those things help. You know, I think, you know, during the course of the game, you get a little bit nervous, you know what I'm saying, when the game was at the score it was, you know, now you're trying to manage who's in and who's out. You know, you have the bye week coming up, but you still want to be smart. You know, you don't want to put guys out there that, you know, potentially, you know, whether it's from fatigue or whatever it may be, bumps and bruises that, you know, obviously, you know, to have a chance to get injured. You don't want to do that.